It's 8:09 Monday morning here on East Coast Radio. And you know what? We've been talking about December, Hello December, and prezzies, and the tree, and the cookies, and all of the fun holiday things, festive things. I get that. But there is another side to the festive season which we need to address. There's the safety, there's the road safety, and where we kind of get a little bit Lexi Lucy. With rules and what is correct and what is safe. So joining us this morning is Conrad Jones from START, Start Rescue and Red Line Response. Good morning, Conrad.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you again.
Yes.
Here we go. Just want to make sure your mic's in the right position. Because you know what the problem is? You're too big.
You're towering
over the mic. If you could lift the mic.
There we go.
Try that again. Morning, Conrad Jones.
Big. Morning.
Here we go. That is the voice that suits the man. All right. And you also brought a friend with you today.
I had a friend. Yeah, he paid me $100 to bring him.
Who's your friend?
This is David Engelbrecht from FIOPS.
Yeah?
And I brought him all the way down to KZN.
Good morning.
Today's our big day.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, everyone.
When he says, hang on a second. There we go. Also a big guy, big voice.
Oh, just come closer, yeah.
How's it, David?
Good morning, everyone.
So, obviously, the first question is, having two surnames, what's that like?
It's a disaster.
Do people call you Mr. David? Yeah, Mr. Engelbrecht?
Engelbrecht. It's the easy one.
So we'll get to the Fire Up South Africa information. And this other thing I told people just before 8, there's a safety hazard that could be on your roof right now. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that, but we'll get to that bit. Conrad, the festive season, it is upon us. Do you have a message? Is there, because we have a couple of groups that are sort of like problem areas. What's the biggest problem area over December, and what is the message?
Well, I think over the festive season, the one thing we must pay attention to is obviously as we become more lax, work's shutting down and people are becoming more afraid of holiday season, we obviously have an influx of tourists coming to our area and to our provinces. Our roads get busier. We have people attending sobriety, Christmas functions, so alcoholism becomes a big factor. Mm. We have people on school holidays, so obviously children in motor vehicles, being left in motor vehicles unattended and so forth. It's all a big problem for us. So the MS world at this stage is like now gearing up. Kids are waiting for Santa Claus to come, and the EMS worlds are preparing their medical bags and equipment and rescue vehicles for the big December holiday.
Mm. So we'll get to the kids in a bit, but I mean, I have to ask this question, right? And you know, you talk about, I think someone's phoning you, Conrad. Maybe you're on call. I just want to ask this. In terms of this line, I've only had one. When I leave at night to go home or whenever, it doesn't matter when. Like, I've only had one.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. I just had a sniff. I just read the label, but unfortunately the guy can't even stand on 2 feet. And the sad thing is that with drinking and driving, it's not always the person who's drinking and driving is the problem. It's the actual traumatic or the trauma they bring on other people, the other road user. You traveling with your family in the car, completely road blind by the laws, and then your family is taken out because of some clown who's decided to overindulge on the source.
So, and I know this is not your department. I'm not asking you for percentages or you know, how much is too much, but like essentially, what's the piece of advice to anyone who wants to go jawl? You're out and about. There is going to be alcohol. What's the rule of thumb? What's the median we can go with here?
You know, I will never promote drinking and driving, sure. So I can't. But
so what we'll I go would, with like zero. But that's
zero.
Advice.
But always best is maybe if you've got a group of people you're going out, is dedicate yourself a designated driver.
Yes.
There are other services in the communities where you can utilize. You can use your neighborhood watches, your CPFs, to phone up and say, I've had too much. Come fetch me. Take me home. Tomorrow's another day to fit your car.
So, in actual fact, you've answered my question. There is still a South Africanism that's like, I've only had one, so I'm fine. Yeah. In actual fact, one is too much.
Well, the legal alcoholic beverage limit is 0.05% for the man in the streets, and then for professional drivers, it's 0.02. So, in hindsight, that if you look at a percentage of a normal beer, that's one beer.
Yeah. And you're over.
And we are South Africans, so we don't just have one beer.
All right, Conrad Jones from Start Rescue and Redline Responses with us. He's also brought Fire Ops SA Chief Fire Officer Devet Engelbrecht. They're with us today, and I want to find out, what is this? We know about drink driving. We know about too many people on the road. There are some other things that all of us do. We don't even need a drink for some silly behavior. And there's something lurking on our roofs, and it's not Santa, and it's not Rudolph. That could be a threat this December. We'll fill you in, Nana.
It's East Coast Breakfast.
We want to make it through December. Conrad Jones from START, Start Rescue, and Redline Response, and Fire Ops SA Chief Fire Officer Devet Engelbrecht are with us here this morning. Devet, I've been telling people that there's a threat on your roof. What is it? And how is that? And when did this suddenly become a threat?
Yeah, so I think it's a lurking devil that's around, and people aren't aware of it. Yeah. And that's solar installations.
How is that wrong?
Installations, you know, the insurance company is trying their best to mitigate the risk by telling you, you know, who the installer should be, but it's all about the way that the installations are done, especially solar panels on your roof. And then the inverter and the battery units within the confined spaces of the home.
Which bit specifically is the fire threat?
The batteries and the inverters. So generally, like we would know, our families usually do the installation and then they put it in the garage or they put it in the passage. And that's the worst place you can possibly put it.
Oh, snap. Let me just phone my wife.
So what we're saying to our clients is, you know, put it in an outhouse.
Yeah.
Away from the home. So that if something does happen, you know, it doesn't form part of the actual house.
Okay. So say there is a fire issue from that. What do we do? What's the next step?
Well, let me tell you about stats. So stats currently in Joburg. I can only talk about Joburg stats because that's where we're operating. We're only launching today in Durban. But in Joburg, we respond to 3 to 4 structural fires every day as Fire Ops SA, and every fourth fire is solar related.
Oh my word!
Yeah,
I did not know this.
Yes,
this is an awakening.
Tell us more about Fire Ops, and you just said you're from Joburg and you're launching in Durban. Yeah.
Yes. So Fire Ops is a privately firefighting company. We're servicing 533,000 clients in Johannesburg. We've got 8 stations in Joburg. We recently launched in Bloemfontein, and now we're all the way back in KZN. So we're launching today. Very excited about it.
In Kloof.
In Kloof. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Listen, and listen.
Oh,
also,
Kloof.
Yeah. I've been corrected. I've been corrected so many times.
Yeah, trust me. I'm a victim.
They get upset.
It's like water Kloof. Come on.
Well, you guys just said something there. Interesting. Unlike Joburg, we don't have water. How are you going to put out fires?
Correct. Yeah. So we changed the entire methodology for. It's called it big fire engines. Mm. So we use ultra high pressure systems, and we can feed our vehicles from a domestic tap. So we do not require. We all know the challenges of the infrastructure within the city with regards to domestic water, hydrants, etc. So our methodology has changed where we use technology. Where we basically just need your outside tap to fill our vehicles.
Fantastic.
So Conrad, I'm going to come back to you here, and I need to ask you about this. You know, we got a lot of reports in the last couple of weeks of the amount of drownings in KZN since, I don't know, when does the festive season start? Middle of November, I guess. Are you involved with, you know, those rescues, and what is actually going on?
So unfortunately, as we get closer to the end of the year, people come, like I said, more laxy-daisy. People are taking holidays earlier. We do see a lot more alcoholism being abused on the beaches and swimmers get into difficulty. There has been quite a few drownings. And sadly, it's never a good outcome.
Yeah,
I know the National Sea Rescue Institution and the Lifeguards Association of South Africa, they're all working around the clock to try and combat this problem. But unfortunately, people do the stupidest things and they swim in beaches which are not marked, not manned, not flagged, and wearing the wrong clothing. Again, coming back, they tend to have a few drinks on the beach and then go swim. They think they're now part of the Invincible Baywatch organization. They can all swim like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
And against difficulty. And what we're seeing, all ages, children right through to grown adults.
Sure. Yeah, it's a scary one, because I think last week every single day we went through a drowning and all the press releases. Hopefully people get the message and don't swim if you under the
influence. Conrad, I just want to know, it's a pet peeve of mine. I see it all the time. I hoot at people like this all the time. But parents really think it's okay and fine to have their kids not in a car seat, just in the car, not even like it's bizarre that you'd have your kids just willy-nilly in a car. And it happens regularly, especially in KZN. Now that I've moved here, I've seen how regular it is. You don't often find car seats. What would you say to those parents?
You know, it's not just your pet peeve. I think I speak from every person from the EMS world. It's our biggest nightmare, turning out to a motor vehicle accident where it is a young child who has, unfortunately, from the parents not even taking 20 seconds to buckle up the child correctly, has now gone through the windshield and out.
Yeah.
So it's an ongoing practice, and it's a sad thing. I know the law enforcement agencies are clamping down on it, and there's many roadblocks, and it's one of the things they are looking for as we come into our festive season. As an EMS provider, it is one of our biggest horror things to arrive on scene. And then it's too late. You know, the family's like, oh, only if, what if? It's too late to say that. So rather take the extra 3 seconds and actually buckle up the child properly.
If anyone needs to get a hold of you for whatever reason, how do we get a hold of you?
So you can get all the FireOps SA via our website, which is www.fireops.co.za. Or you can contact our emergency line. Emergency line is 083-622-6026.
Give me that number one more time.
083-622-6026.
Conrad Jones from Start Rescue and Redline Response and Fire Ops SA Chief Fire Officer Devet Engelbrecht. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
East Coast Breakfast.